I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Gallup report released yesterday ranks Haiti as the second most suffering country in the world. Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says homelessness and poor health care are just some of the problems there. And yet she says it's these people who could give the rest of us a lesson in unconditional happiness.
Without exception, when you take people down, the thing that they are impressed about is the genuine joy that's reflected in the smiles of the Haitian people, how as family units they just tend to be very supportive and very happy, and they play together, they laugh together.
So yes, Haiti's problems are overwhelming, but For Haiti with Love is keeping their focus on the needs right in front of them, and the change comes through the hope found in Christ. And with summer break just around the corner, have you ever wondered how God might use you if you took a step of faith to engage with his mission somewhere else in the world? Mission Eurasia's Wally Kulikoff wants you to consider Ukraine as a possible answer, along with these two words, community transformation. They have a 10-day trip planned starting July 7th.
The church can have an impact on their community by saying, we helped with this playground. We help children who've never gone to a summer camp to be at a summer camp. And so Mission Eurasia has chosen Ukraine because of these unprecedented opportunities to do evangelism, discipleship, and praying, and to do children's ministry during the summer.
The teams are forming now. We'll connect you with links at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.